I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Heavy rains over the weekend triggered yet another round of flooding and landslides across Haiti, killing at least 15. The latest deluge compounds the misery left by nationwide flooding earlier this month. More than 32,000 homes were washed away, affecting at least 37,000 people. For Haiti with Love's Rosalind DeHart says,
the flooding is very bad. People have lost their belongings and had to move to higher grounds. And it is very unusual for this month when all the rain was going.
Believers like DeHart share the hope of Christ as they treat burns or deliver food aid on home visits.
We always told them that Jesus loves them and they need to come to him and he will always help them.
Ask God to help believers endure as physical needs increase and more people come to see them. And last fall, we asked you to pray for a shipment of scripture booklets intended for Russia. A coalition of Russian pastors asked World Missionary Press for material in 2021. They needed millions of scripture booklets for an evangelistic campaign across central Russia. Everything was printed and ready to go by early 2022, and then Russia invaded Ukraine. Helen Williams of World Missionary Press says,
the political situation changed and the ports closed and nobody would ship that way.
The situation seemed hopeless, but God's timing is perfect and prayer paved the way. Over the next several weeks, the Lord tore down barriers and the container cleared customs in port after port. The container arrived in Moscow in late May. Pray hearts and lives will change as people encounter gospel truth through scripture booklets.
We started getting pictures of a truck driving all the way up to Moscow, and on the 30th, it arrived.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.